bit. Sometimes it gets oh so hard to say. Sitting here, weighing on my trumpet, with all these promises you've left for me. Where are you tonight? Where are you tonight, sweet Marie? Well, I waited for you when I was a half sick. I waited for you and you hated me. I waited for you inside the frozen traffic when you knew I had some other place to be. Where are you tonight? Where are you tonight, sweet Marie? I don't know how it happened, but the riverboat captain, he knows my fate. Rest of us, baby, even you, maybe you're just gonna have to wait. Wait, wait. I've been in jail when all the mail showed. A man can't give his address to bad company. I could take it to your house, but I can't unlock it. You see, you forgot to leave me with a key. Where are you tonight? Where are you tonight, sweet Marie? Well, anybody can be just like me, obviously. Then again, not many of them are like Charlie Lubin, unfortunately. Unfortunately. Six white horses that you did promise. I delivered to the penitentiary. But to live outside the law, you must be honest. Darling, I know you'll always say that you're the grave. Where are you tonight? Where are you tonight, sweet Marie? Where are you tonight? Where are you tonight? Where are you tonight, sweet Marie? Thank you, folks. Thank you. Welcome to this night. Tonight we're going to have a great night. It's going to be fantastic. Well, I'm not saying I'm fantastic, but Charlie Lubin will be fantastic, I'm sure of that. All right. Well, that pretty much completes my set list for the night. Now that, which one? Shotgun Blues. Man, you guys are going to wear me out quick. All right, I asked for it, we'll do it. All right, Shotgun Blues. This one goes back, one of our more recent records. This one goes back to 1986. All right, let me see if I can remember this one. I don't get a chance to do this song very often. All right. It is in the key of A, right? The first line... Does anyone remember the first line? All right, okay. I was handed down this gun from Grandpa's hands to carry on. Skies were blue the day I left with tasks to do, with hunger to death, yeah. Our cause was joined by other boys who talked of pranks, lovers' choice. Never thought we'd see the day when our shining hearts turned to gray. Down the dark and dusty road, burning fields our father sowed. There inside, data grows from my head down to my shoes. Got the shotgun blues. From up above the orders came to insulate and hide the blame. The change in army, true and proud, the pillagers drunk and loud. Now forever etched in memory are things I never dreamed I'd see. From backwoods cabins ruined and charred, the children's faces cold and hard. Down the dark and dusty road, burning fields old father sowed. Fear inside, data grows from my head down to my shoes. got the shotgun blues. Yeah. Down the dark and dusty road, burning fields old father sowed. Fear inside, data grows from my head down to my shoes. Got the shotgun blues. Got the shotgun blues. Got the shotgun blues. Got the shotgun blues, yeah. Thank you. Wow, they meant... Amazing what adrenaline will do to the memory cells. All right. All right, what should we do now? Any ideas? How about, let's do a religious song. There you go. It's Friday night, right? It's not Saturday night. Usually I save my more spiritual songs for Saturday night, that way the Catholics can, use it for Mass, you know. It works. This is off the Pocketful of Souls CD. It came out in the year 2000. And my favorite song on the record, I think, was the last song on it. My mom likes this song a lot. That's always how I judge how good a song truly is if mom likes it or not.
I have to say it was cool singing that song, knowing that in my little pouch over there is my Satan is Real CD, the Leuven Brothers, signed by Charlie Leuven. I got it signed by him before the show. Good stuff, because he wrote the book on that kind of song right there, on that record, actually. One of my favorite CDs of all time. All right, let's see, what should we do now? Yeah, I mean, I like to do my big international smash hits a little later in the set, though, you know. Shop it around, here's a good idea. Let's do that. This has been a good song for Jason Escorters and me as well, solo. It was the first single we had out in, or it was the first chart single, I should say, we had out in the UK in 1985. Made number 38 on the pop charts. White Lies had been out right before that, and it had reached 41. So we figured if we hung in there another 24 years, we'd have a top 10 hit. And then I put it on my new, it's not new anymore, a year ago, it came out with a record called Best Tracks and Side Tracks. It's a double CD of all my best solo songs over the years. I think it's like, how many songs? Something like... Gee, Manelli, like 30 songs or something crazy. Two CDs. A lot of music goes back 30 years. If you like Jason Ringenberg, you'll probably like this CD. If you don't, my God, don't buy this one. There's a lot of Jason on this one, I'm telling you. This song opened it up. I actually rewrote it and then re-recorded it. Sort of brought it into the modern world, and it goes like this now. Well, every time I look at you, I think back to a place. A look of hope and happiness, the sunlight on your face. Had it all, or so it seemed, but how it all has changed. You sold yourself and threw me in as something to exchange. And found. Everything is said and done when every story's told. I'd rather have the rainbow's end than that pot of gold. Every silver lining on every cloud you see will reflect back upon your face into eternity. Shop it around to every five and dime in town. Me, I'll be found at the salvage store among the lost and found. Rolling stone, alone and lost, for a life of sin, I have paid the cost. When I pass by, people say, another guy on the lost highway, for a deck of cards, and a jug of wine, and a woman's lost. You'll be sorrow bound. Take my advice, or you'll curse your day. Started rolling down this lost highway. Cool boots. It's quite a story on these boots. Quite a story on everything I'm wearing tonight, actually. It all has some sort of, you know, significance and whatnot. First off, these cool slacks and this unbelievably cool shirt was made by Miss Jennifer Rivas right here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Jennifer's right here. Big hand for Jennifer. This shirt has seen hundreds and hundreds of shows. She made it for me 2003, right before the Empire Builders CD, and it's just, you know, it doesn't matter where I'm playing, you know, I can be in the middle of, you know, the proverbial bum, you know what, Scotland, you know, or wherever, you know, and put the shirt on, and all of a sudden it's showtime, you know. It just has a feeling all its own. The hat was given to me by someone from San Francisco, and these boots, I was playing in Vienna, Austria, and on the stage, they fell apart. The soles came loose on the right boot, so you know they were. I mean, it completely just fell apart. So I took them off and was playing barefoot. And this some crazy looking sort of Austrian fellow, you know, he had this cool cowboy hat on and a big old beard, and he looked like he was right out of Alabama, you know. But he was an Austrian. He was from Vienna, and he said, "Jason, I hear you have my boots. You have my boots. Jeez, well, you know." Thank you. You know, I mean, are you sure? You know, these are really nice boots. So he gave me his boots. I said, "Can I have yours as a souvenir?" I said, "Sure, here you go." So he took my boots, and 4 years later, I came back to Vienna and was playing, and he was in the audience, and during the set, he comes up and says, "Jason, here, I bring your boots back for you, all fixed." And he brought me two.
That's right.
Completely fixed. So good stuff. And I kept to keep his boots, too. I came out way ahead on that deal, I tell you. His name is Southern George. That's what he goes by online, Southern George. And he's as Austrian as they get, you know. Good stuff. All right, let's see. We should do something slow. It's still February, right? Today's the last day of February. Tomorrow's last day of February. The Black History Month, then. So the song is appropriate. Old Charlie wasn't a hero, nothing but a coal company man. He'd sit alone, look through his window, watch the corn wither into the sand. He'd go to church Sunday morning, he'd drink a beer every Saturday night. Mama raised him on corn and molasses, in a sense of the unending fight. The well is deep and the seeds are all planted, the price is steep but the bounty is high. To live a lover, have it taken for granted, the rope is stretching but the knot is still tied. The son of slaves still feels bitter lashings of the whip and the tongue, a loose mouth in the white-hooded lynch mob, sent Joe from the light of the sun. The baby cries, the Georgia pines whisper, I write to you by the light of the moon. A southern grave still lies waiting, the congregation sings a victory tune. Well, it's deep and the seeds are all planted, the price is steep, the bounty is high. To live a lover, have it taken for granted, the rope is stretching but the knot is still tied. The well is deep, the seeds are all planted, the price is steep, the bounty
money is hot. To live a lover, have it taken for granted. The rope is stretching, but the knot is still tied. Thank you, folks. Thank you. Well, there's a lot of real cool news in my life lately. First off, I'm just in the mood to play a lot of Scorcher songs tonight. Probably because I'm thinking about a lot of the band. We're actually recording a new record right now in Nashville with Brad Jones producing it. We're going to be just got through doing pre-production and writing a bunch of songs. And at the end of the month, end of March, we're going to be going in and cutting a record. So first new studio CD in 12 years. That's really fun. I need all the help I can get because I have, most of you probably know this, but some of you may not. I have actually an identical twin brother who looks exactly like me. You would never know that we weren't the same person, but we're identical twins. And his name is Farmer Jason. And, he does music for little kids. And, I just sort of always envisioned that this year would be, we got that Americana Music Association Lifetime Achievement Award last fall, and that was really an honor. And then, recording a record, so I thought, this was sort of my time to shine, because I've worked real hard for what I've got in this business, and quite frankly, my brother has not worked hard at all, and he's gotten a lot more stuff going, and it's not really very fair if you want to know the truth, but that's the music business. But anyway, we just find out after I get all this cool stuff going, and then he comes out, 2 weeks ago, and wins a damn Emmy Award for Best Children's Programming in South Region. You're all cheering. See, that's how it goes. You're cheering more for him than you did for me. That's right. Did you notice that? You cheered more for his Emmy Award than you did for my Americana Music Association Award. But anyway, just to show that I'm a bigger person than he is, because, at his shows, he never does my songs. Never. Never does that. You ever notice that? Jen, you've seen his shows. Has he ever done one of my songs at his show? No. And he says some pretty unkind things about me too, doesn't he? Every now and then he does. He comes off as big Mr. Nice Guy, but he's really a snake, I tell you. He'll step on anybody to get to the top, including his own brother. But anyway, just to show that I'm, bigger than he is, I'm going to do one of his songs right now. So he's playing at the Tir Nir Nog. How do you say that? Tir? Yeah, Tir Nir Nog. Tomorrow at 1 o'clock. So bring all your little kids and stuff and grandkids and whatever else you want. And you might tell him if you see him that, you think his brother is much more talented than he is, if you don't mind. Anyway, this is the big song off his first record. A Day at the Farm with Farmer Jason. Oh, God, how corny can that be? And this was the big hit off the record. It definitely, I have to say, though, it does drive all the women crazy. This song is called The Tractor Goes Chug, Chug, Chug. The tractor's name is John Deere. Doesn't make a fuss and it doesn't carry on. The tractor, its name is John. Oh, God, that was pathetic. That was horrible. I thought, up here with me singing, it's really loud monitors, I thought, boy, we're really getting rocking on this one. Let's just try that again. It's quite simple, folks. I yell John, you guys yell back deer, okay? Well, I should say it's not that simple. There is a little trick to it, though. There's a little space between the John and the deer. Right, right. It's sort of a little laid-back thing going there, you know, a little sort of behind-the-backbeat thing. We were talking about behind-the-backbeat and drummers and whatnot. This is quintessential behind-the-backbeat thing. Very southern. Very sort of mountain, you know. And I'm sure you guys will nail it. But I'm telling you, it causes me a lot of problems, that little space. You know, it's Tractor, its name is John Space Deer. Right. How hard can that be, right? I mean, God, it's easy, but oh, it's not always this way. It doesn't always turn out like it is, you know, here tonight at the Berkeley. You know. This last summer, I was playing in a place called Jersey City, New Jersey. That's right. And, you know, everybody sort of had those black shirts on, and, you know, they all looked like they were, you know, from the Sopranos, big hair ladies and stuff. Anyway, you know, in this little line, I thought I'd try it, you know. I thought that I could sort of get them in the spirit, but what happened? The tractor, its name is John Dia. God. Do you know what a Dia is? Have you ever heard of a Dia? A Dia? Does anyone know what a Dia is? I'm still trying to figure it out. A Dia? What? Is that a type of car or something? You know, like... Then I was playing a place that's the Over the Pond there in Leicester, England. Just this last fall. Thought they'd probably get it. You know, English people are pretty tuned in to the American South. You know, a lot of the same gene pool. It was a disaster, though. This is what happened that name. Oh, the tractor, its name is John Beer! So anyway, thank you for joining in on this. Thank you for getting that space right. Oh, the tractor, its name is the tractor's name is John Deere. Doesn't take a bus and it doesn't carry on. The tractor's name is John Deere. Excellent. The tractor goes chug, chug, chug. The tractor goes chug, chug, chug. Coming down the road or plowing through the mud. The tractor goes chug, chug, chug. Job. That's better. All right. Very good. I do. My God. That's right. That's right. Be sure to tell him that tomorrow. All right. Let me grab a drink of water. That was some work. See how much time I have here or left remaining. Okay. Okay. All right. You cross a valley that was steeped in blood. Thank you. Thank you, Randy. This goes out to Randy, by the way. But this is, you know, this is my most famous song, folks. And I say that relatively speaking. But, you know, even with my, you know, brother getting the Emmy Award and me getting the AMA Lifetime Achievement Award this year, hold on. Save it. There's a I'm getting to the place here. You know, I still need some extra ego boost sometimes, especially on nights like tonight. No, I mean, I'm having fun, don't get me wrong, but, you know, let's face it, this isn't, you know, it's not exactly like there's thousands of people here tonight. So you have to work a little harder to make the experience happen. So I'm going to sing that line again and just give it a little bit more like, okay, hold on. You crossed a valley that was steeped in blood. Thank you, Raleigh! My virgin pain was simply not enough to satisfy the one thing in life that you still desire. Dress a lace and a pint of gin, a piece of heaven and a needle full of sin. And do the sights you remember scare you less than the sights you left unseen? You can't go on living in your broken whiskey glass. You'll find an epitaph that reads, here lies Jason, strangled by love that wouldn't breathe. entangled by love, it wouldn't free. Went to church in your party dress. Rock and roll magazine, so neat and clean. I try to fight through the emptiness I feel every time you undress. Cause your playgirl heroes will fade away when the morning ray shuts down. I can't go on living in your broken whiskey glass. They'll find an epitaph that reads, you're lost, Jason. Song now off of A Pocket Full of Soul again. This is a song I usually have to tell the story about it first and tell everybody what the TVA is and stuff like that. But of course, here in Raleigh, I don't have to do that. You guys know the story anyway. This is called The Price of Progress.
Some people have the nerve. Say you get what you deserve. I'm the fourth generation now to put my back to this mule and plow. We have always found a way to stand tall or kneel and pray. In the spring a dam next year, your old farm and valley too will be a lake so deep and blue. The dam was finished up last week. The water makes a silent creek. Yesterday my granddad's grave was covered up like Pharaoh's slaves. The porch steps by evening's end forever will be flooded in. They say that I'm a crazy fool. I sit and wait so calm and cool. Watch the water slowly rise through these tired and world-worn eyes. But they don't know that late tonight I'm gonna plug that dam with dynamite.
Dang, that song will probably put the terrorism alert up to red.
had a great time tonight, folks, and I'm sure you're so looking forward to seeing Charlie Live, and I am as well. As I said earlier, the Satan Is Real CD is one of my favorite records ever. And I got a Charlie Lubin autograph on it tonight. I'm going to close with the Merle Haggard song. This was off the, I recorded this on Empire Builders. And song from my childhood, I used to listen to it. It wasn't one of his bigger songs, but I always liked the song. And I don't know, 10 years ago, I started just singing it out live for fun. And it sort of caught on, you know. It just seemed like, wow, you know, he wrote it in the mid-60s, but it just seems to make a lot of sense right now. Yeah, all through the last decade and even to today. So anyway, thanks for coming out. Had a great time seeing Charlie Lou. It's a great band. I saw him in Memphis just 2 weeks ago at the Folk Alliance convention. And it was really good. He's, the guitar player is absolutely phenomenal. He's really, really good. Yeah, the same guy. Great band. And, of course, Charlie Lubin is Charlie Lubin. God bless him for still being with us, you know, touring. There's a big black cloud in the city. Countryside's a sin. Cross the line is too hard to give up. Time to come down. When the air clears up, sun comes shining through. We'll all be drinking that free bubble dub and eating that rainbow soup. Sorry about that. Yep, yep, yeah. Rainbow stew and a silver spoon underneath that sky of blue. We'll all be drinking that free bubble dub and eating that rainbow soup. And they won't be booing no more. When the president gets to the White House gate, does what it says he'll do, we'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow soup. Thank you, folks. Enjoy Charlie Lubin. God bless you.